Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh and there's Chuck and Dave C's here in spirit. Jerry's here in spirit. And let's go. Let's start talking about a color. A really interesting color.
Yeah. This is the first of a two-part series on color.
An accidental series, really.
That's right. In this one, we're going to be talking about Scheele's green, S-C-H-E-E-L-E, or Schloss green. Mm-hmm. Schloss is pretty obviously spelled, I think.
Do you know, is that just another name for Scheele or something? Or was that Carl Wilhelm Scheele's hotel name? Like, how did it come to be Schloss as well?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you knew.
I don't know.
I have no idea, actually.
Well, I spilled the beans, Chuck. It is named after Carl Wilhelm Scheele, who was the guy who discovered it. So it's appropriate that it would be named after him.
That's right. He was a German-Swedish chemist, a pharmaceutical chemist. And here's the deal. He created this amazing, kind of accidentally created this amazing shade of green that kind of took the world by storm. But the big problem with it is that it killed people.
Yeah, that, it is a big problem, and it killed people.
And that's not funny. I laughed because of the way I said it.
Well, it happened a long time ago, so you can laugh now. But okay. It killed a lot of people in some really horrible ways. I was just kidding about laughing at misfortune that's appropriately old. Anyway,
well, tragedy is, or comedy is tragedy plus time, right?
Oh man, that's great. You should market that.
Yeah, I just made it up.
So yeah, it was a terribly toxic color. Paris Review wrote a really interesting article on it. In it, they called Scheele's green blisteringly toxic.
Yeah.
And the thing that was toxic about it was arsenic, as we'll see. But Carl Wilhelm Scheele, he came up with it supposedly almost accidentally, according to Victoria Finlay, who's a historian who wrote a book called The Brilliant History of Color and Art. God bless Victoria Finlay for not using a colon.
That's
but
right.
She said it was almost accidental. I don't know what he was doing, but he heated some sodium carbonate. He added some arsenious oxide, gave it a good stir, and then he added some copper sulfate. And when that happened, he found that he had a really, really brilliant green.
That's right. It was brilliant, but he knew that it was toxic. And about a year before it was released to the public, he, as legend goes, wrote to a friend of his and said, "Hey, I'm kind of worried about this stuff being toxic." And apparently it didn't matter because people went nuts for the stuff. Arsenic had been around for a long time, so people knew it was poisonous because it was a great murder poison for many, many years because it has fairly unspecific symptoms as far as poisoning people goes. So up until 1830, when the Marsh test was invented by James Marsh, which basically roots out arsenic, there was, you know, it was a pretty good way to kill somebody.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, you could attribute the symptoms of acute arsenic poisoning to a lot of things. You've got vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea.
That's like a lot of
things can do that. Sure. What are you drinking?
Arsenic.
And then later on, you've got numbness and tingling of the extremities. You could have been like, I've been sitting too long, maybe. Muscle cramping. And then you die. You go kerplotz.
That's right. And that's acute poisoning. The long-term exposure, and we're talking, you know, over the order of, you know, 3 to 5 years kind of thing, it can also be really bad. And you usually find that in the skin, like you might have lesions. The color of your skin might change. Apparently, you can get very patchy, like hard patches on your feet and your palms, like the bottoms of your feet.
Yeah.
And it can give you cancer. It's, you know, it's a known carcinogen now. I don't think it was at the time. I think they just thought this is a heck of a good poison.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even though I'm not sure if it's clear that Scheele spilled the beans himself, but somebody did, because it was common knowledge that Scheele's green was toxic with arsenic. And yet, as we'll see, people used it all the time. It took off like gangbusters, basically, the moment it was available as a pigment. And it's not because the people of the age were dumb or didn't care about dyeing. In their experience, arsenic was kind of hit or miss. Yeah. Some people it seemed to poison very acutely. Other people seemed to be fine as far as acute poisoning goes. And there wasn't an awareness yet of long-term exposure poisoning. Yeah,
exactly.
And what's ironic is it turns out it seems to have been Scheele's green that introduced the Victorian public to the idea that you could suffer really horrible consequences from long-term exposure to arsenic, even though along the way you don't seem like you have acute poisoning.
Exactly. Maybe we should take our break here.
Maybe.
And we've kind of hinted around about how this stuff took off. We'll talk more about that right after this.
Learning Stuff with Joshua and Charles. Stuff you should know.
Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. So we promised talk of Scheele's green really taking the world by storm, and boy, did it. It was in all kinds of clothing. I mean, they went nuts for it because it was like this natural green that they had never seen before. No one had ever been able to replicate like this really gardeny vegetal green.
Yeah.
And so they went nuts for it. It was in soap. It was like in stuff they ate. It was in beauty products. It was on stamps that, you know, postage stamps that you licked, like Costanza. What else? It was on wallpapers. It was in toys, like children's toys.
On behalf of all the pedants out there, I want to point out that she wasn't a Costanza yet. She died licking the envelopes that were going out as a wedding invitation. So she wasn't a Costanza yet. Never made it to Costanza.
You think someone would have emailed that?
Totally. I can name like I'm at least a handful of people by name who would have.
Right. You're probably right. So again, it's taking the world by storm. It's in everything, and especially in sort of depressing, smoggy revolution Victorian London. All of a sudden, they had this brilliant green all around, and they loved the stuff.
Yeah, because like you said, the Industrial Revolution had already happened, and its full smoggy effects were being felt, and people had moved to the city. But yet they were not so far removed from the country that they had a real affinity and fondness for country rural life, right? So all of a sudden there's this green here that, again, I got to go to the Paris Review because this article they wrote on was so great. They said that it was not too yellow, wasn't too teal. It was a middle green, and it had full saturation. It was very vibrant because up till then, the greens that they had come up with, I think that were based on copper, they were not vibrant. It was green, but it was a kind of a dumpy green. This was suddenly like a green, and everybody just loved it. And like you said, they used it in every way they possibly could.
Yeah, like when they went to Sherwin-Williams, they were like, what kind of greens you got? And they were like, they're all dumpy.
Yeah. Don't you have that Schloss green? You mean Shields green? Yeah.
Exactly. So reports all of a sudden after, you know, this becomes the color of the season, start to roll in a little bit. Children were, quote, wasting away in their green rooms. Yeah. People, these women that wore these dresses were falling ill. Apparently, there were these, they would wear them in these elaborate hats, that color green. And there was a doctor, Dr. A.W. Hoffman, who was an analytical chemist that did some testing. And he found that the average headpiece with Schloss green had enough arsenic to poison 20 people.
Yeah. So people are starting to become aware, like, okay, this stuff is really bad. Like, we knew it was toxic, but it's really, really bad. And so there was actually a public push that centered on the death of a 19-year-old artificial flower maker named Matilda Schur. And she...
Was Schur a rural juror?
Yeah. I said that in my head, Chuck. I'm glad you put it out there. She died in November of 1861, and she had, I don't remember how long she'd worked, but she'd worked for many years in a little tiny cramped workshop dusting artificial flowers with a Shields green pigment. And so she inhaled it. It was all over her fingers and her nails, so she ate it. And by the time she died and was autopsied, it was in her stomach, it was in her liver, it was in her lungs. Before she died, her eyes had turned green. And she reported to her doctor that everything she looked at had a green tint to it. That's how arsenic-laden this poor girl was.
Yeah, the direct quote is that she vomited green waters.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that. So, like you said, the press got behind this finally because there was an actual, you know, real human death to point to. And Parliament got involved. And, you know, this is sort of one of the first big regulatory acts for something like this. This kind of thing wasn't that common back then. So I think in less than 10 years, Parliament said, all right, this is we're going to do something. It's called regulating and limiting arsenic in food. And everyone went, what?
And all of the Whigs stood up and said, nanny state, nanny state.
Yeah, exactly. And then the little button on top of this episode is that some people believe that Napoleon died of a stomach cancer that was perhaps brought on by this green poisoning, because when he lived in exile in St. Helena on that island, he loved that color and he had that wallpaper in his room and apparently was breathing this stuff in because of the moisture, right?
Yeah. Open Culture wrote that he loved his baths and the wallpaper was in his bathroom. And they said that anytime it was damp, from, you know, a hot bath, or apparently St. Helena itself was pretty damp and moldy as an island, the arsenic dust in that Shields green would become vaporized and Napoleon would breathe it in. And it's not just some random theory. Like, it's actually fairly widely considered, at least possible, that that's what he died of. We just don't know what he died of. Napoleon thought he was being poisoned by British agents. I think someone else said he probably died of stomach cancer, but it's entirely possible he died from inhaling Shields green from his wallpaper in his bathroom.
Well, that could have very well led to the stomach cancer.
For sure. And there is a documented case of somebody becoming ill from their Shields green wallpaper, right?
Yeah, there was an ambassador in the 1950s to Italy named Claire Booth Luce, who had arsenic poisoning. And just like Napoleon thought someone was poisoning him, the CIA got involved and thought, well, the Soviets are poisoning this woman who is an ambassador for us. And they went in, did some investigating, and sure enough, her ceiling in her bedroom had arsenic in it, and apparently the washing machine from the floor above would rattle and shake, and that would release arsenic dust, and she would just breathe that stuff in all night when she slept, and it killed her.
Mm-hmm. Pretty nuts, huh?
Pretty nuts.
Well, big thanks to Open Culture, Paris Review, Artist Network, Jezebel, and my dear wife, Yumi, for suggesting this one in the first place.
Oh, was that her idea?
Mm-hmm. She comes
because
up with some
good
ones.
Because of her Schloss Green headdress?
Yeah, she's into Schloss Green antiques.
I love it.
Well, Chuck said he loves it, everybody, and you know what that means. Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.